I was asked to talk to the older kids today. Labors of love for church, for community, for the greater good of the world at large. What are these labors, and why do we do them? As a career teacher, I came to understand certain truths about the children entrusted to me, and by extension, I believe, to all of us, as we are all children of God. Children are always learning, and what you come home to every day is what is normal for you. Home being our family unit, or our church, or the world we are given to live in and to perceive. Children all thrive when they're treated respectfully. I found the key to that was to communicate, to appreciate, and to validate. Being a good listener, with thoughtful give and take, being able to convey understanding, and being able to genuinely empathize. The following is a list reflective of the teaching of our faith and the respect we express for our brothers and sisters that was collected a couple of Sundays ago. It's by no means complete, and I would like to apologize in advance if we have forgotten anything that anyone had contributed. These are the labors of love. Keep the church sign in order, water plants, clean things when I see the need, and other minor details around the church. Send a note or card to someone who is unwell, in need of comfort, has a birthday. Offer to get groceries for a shut-in. Say thank you. Help with the plant sale, chicken pie supper, holiday bazaar, holiday breakfast, community dinners, funeral receptions, donations of time, food, friendship, and money, visitations to our shut-ins. All acts we do in the name of Jesus are acts of love. Charitable sewing and baking, sing in choir and South Country chorus, coordinate the chicken pie supper, craft contributions and baked goods for the bazaar, painting at the parsonage, lawn mowing and snow removal, family friend to the M family from Kenya, help with church functions, provide rides for those in need, deliver meals on wheels, volunteer at the food shelf, plant flowers in the church gardens, clean the church kitchen, sing, play, teach in the Sunday school nursery, bring clothes to those in need locally and globally, greet, usher, read for church services, grow flowers for summer church bouquets, serve on a coffee hour committee, prepare the holiday bazaar jewelry corner, assist with preparation of communion, serve on church committees, serve our town as part of the administration, plant trees for the future, spend time at a local preschool with 3 to 5 year olds, put together Christmas food baskets, prepare food and serve at the Salvation Army meals, help out my own family members, attend stewardship meetings, provide and offer gluten-free coffee hour goodies. I enjoy singing hymns, even off-key. we're here. This is good practice. There are no wrong ways to sing. Attend worship and share the friendship. Work on Green Up Day for our town and state. Part of the Community Resource Center, for example, Food Shelf and Friends and Family Board. Hinesburg PAC 691, Den Leader and Parent Leader Team for PAC 691. Board Member, Associate of Pediatric Hematology, Oncology Nurses of Vermont. Volunteer for Children's Miracle Network, Big Change Roundup. Volunteer to help organize and prepare the Vermont Marathon. Event Planner Member for Turkey Trot, Richmond, Vermont. Donate to the Vermont Association for the Blind, CVAA, Lewis Creek Association. Share my gift of music with church, nursing homes, community. Offer practicing God talk to help us live more lovingly and justly wherever we are every day. Sew fabric scraps into pet beds for animal rescue groups and shelters. Help to maintain appliances in the parish hall and parsonage. Organize hall cleanup days. Notice things that need doing in or around the church and do them. Manage the farmer's market. Keep track of the church finances. Plan and implement church gatherings, for example, disciplines, auxiliary, dinners. Mentor a child at HCS. Chaperone school events and youth group gatherings. Bring my children to church as often as I can. Share stories and jokes with those I meet every day. Really listen to one in need. Hugs are good. Manage the church running event, Hearts for Hunger, to benefit the Vermont Food Bank. Be sure my family is well clothed, cleaned, fed, and loved. Create holiday decorations for senior meals on Fridays. Help my parents continue to have the quality of life they enjoy as they age. And again, those are just some of the things we do. Shakespeare once wrote, "The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. But in this, our house, as long as we can communicate, appreciate, and validate, we diminish any evil and elevate the good in our world, making it a better place to come home to. Thank you all for what you do. Please know it is noticed and appreciated." And lastly, instigated by Judy Parker, who insisted that maybe I would break out in song. There is a little insert in your about the big house. Here we are all in the big house, and I don't mean jail. But this is the place we come to practice, so that as we get older, as children, we understand more. I'm going to do this three times. This is a song that I changed the words on to fit the situation and what we're doing today. It has been done with the children before, the younger children, and will probably be done again, but not quite this version. So I'll go through it three times. If you recognize it, you can join in right away. Remember, there's no wrong way to sing. You don't have to, you know, you can harmonize any way you want. Won't you pray with me in our Father's house? Won't you stay with me in our Father's house? It's a big, big house with room for everyone. There's a big, big table with food that's next to none. It's all inclusive, so come and join the fun. It's a big, big house. It's our Father's house. Won't you pray with me in our Father's house? Won't you stay with me in our Father's house? It's a big, big house with room for everyone. There's a big, big table with food that's next to none. It's all inclusive, so come and join the fun. It's a big, big house. It's our Father's house. Last time. Won't you pray with me in our Father's house? Won't you stay with me in our Father's house? It's a big, big house with room for everyone. There's a big, big table with food that's next to none. It's all inclusive, so come and join the fun. It's a big, big house. It's our Father's house. Thank you.